The paintings of brand and artist Warren Kimball are easily recognizable, even to people who may not know his name. His folk art portraits of plump cats, picturesque barns, and stately roosters have been put on everything from greeting cards to salad plates. Three separate Vermont galleries will be showcasing more than 50 years of Kimball's work this month. VPR's Nina Keck sat down with Kimball at his Brandon home to talk about his work and about turning 80.
Warren Kimball is surrounded by antiques in the rambling 1820s home he shares with his wife, Lorraine. Out back is a small two-story garage he uses as a studio.
This is my little gallery now. This is the new work over here.
The new work is a departure from the quaint farm animals and patriotic flags that have made Kimball famous. It's bolder and more abstract. In one, a glowing sun rises over blue-green waves, creating an image that almost pulses.
People say when they see this, they see the newer things. Who did that? I said, I did. Because it's a little heavier, you know. Even the Sunshine series. And some people don't want to see it. You know, they want to see the folk art. They want to see how I do that. And that's the main act, you know. Act one. This is scene two. Or something. I don't know. So come up and see my studio, my nest. Toby, come on.
Toby, Kimball's 9-year-old dog, follows him up to a small, beautifully lit space with large, sun-filled windows. An easel stands at one end with tin cans and mason jars filled to overflowing with paintbrushes.
So this is my latest studio, and you can see what I've been working on.
Kimball points to a large table covered with small wooden boxes and all sorts of oddities. Children's blocks, clothespins, lamp bases, and odd-shaped industrial parts. Bits of whimsy that Kimball transforms into boxed collages and three-dimensional art he calls assemblages.
It all comes together, the whole thing. It's the love of the old, the art of the old, going to museums, and seeing the old paintings, the antique paintings. It's all in one.
Art is the sum total of one's experiences, says Kimball. And at 80, he's absorbed a lot.
The Jersey Shore, the boardwalk, the color. I love the circus. I was taken to the circus every April. That's art. I mean, it's color, it's action, it's everything going on. Just everything around you is a total of your experiences that you see. And so you may not use it tomorrow, you may not use it 10 years from now, but the experience always comes back to you and makes the creative process happen.
Was born in Belleville, New Jersey in 1935. Despite the Depression, he says his dad had a good job with an insurance company, and his mom was a homemaker. One of his earliest memories is singing along with a player piano in his parents' living room.
Parents were wonderful, full of love and life. We were exposed to the player piano, where we sang I Know Every Old Song There Is, and that's what we did. We sang at the player piano. You must have been a beautiful baby, because baby, look at you now. And tea for two. Oh, I could go on and on. And my brother started taking dance lessons in New York when he was 3, I think.
Warren's brother Bob was 11 years older and something of a dance prodigy.
Danced on Broadway with Ethel Merman in the chorus. And he, as I say, he was 11 years older. So I traipsed into New York every Saturday through the Holland Tunnel in a 1937 Chevy and went to watch him take his dance lesson. They left me alone. They were kind of frantic with him. I was just given art supplies and encouraged to do artwork. And that was a gift.
Kimball says early on he blended his love of art with an uncanny knack for making a buck.
Making things at Christmas and selling them up and down the street. You know, I used to make these crazy little angels, and I would paint people's windows for Christmas. And I was entrepreneurial as a youth.
In high school, Kimball was class president, a cheerleader, and involved in all sorts of activities. But his home life changed dramatically when he was 16. His mother died of cancer, and Kimball says he was on his own a lot. It was an early lesson in self-reliance. After graduating from college, Kimball got married, was drafted into the Army for 2 years, and around 1960 went into advertising. About the same time, he began to dabble in the antiques business.
I started refinishing old trunks, and that got me into it. And then I started learning about antiques and buying and selling folk art and doing shows and so forth as a sideline.
In 1970, Kimball, his wife, and son Chris moved to Vermont. They bought a house in Brandon, and Kimball taught art and worked at Castleton State College. But the marriage wasn't working, and he and his first wife divorced in 1974. Kimball raised his son. 2 years later, Kimball met and married Lorraine, his current wife, who brought two children of her own to the family.
When I was teaching at Castleton, I was being a father, a husband, buying and selling antiques, painting like crazy, and just having the love of teaching.
Kimball left teaching reluctantly to focus on art and antiques full time. He admits the antiques business wasn't going so well, but he got a huge break artistically in 1990 when a Woodstock couple who were launching a publishing business saw his work at a local antique show.
And they said, well, could we make prints of your work? And I said, prints? I'm an artist. You know, today that's the opposite. But anyway, so I said, okay. And Lorraine said, well, maybe we can make some money on it.
John and Laurie Chester of Wild Apple Graphics chose six of his paintings, reproduced them, and headed for New York City.
So there we are in New York at Art Expo, the big, huge art show, and they're selling these reproductions like crazy. Two cows kissing that have the state of Vermont on their rumps. You know, I just did that for fun, you know, and that's where kind of my humor comes in. And it took off. It went bananas.
Kimball's quaint folk art was the perfect antidote to the slick, glitzy art of the 1980s.
It was at the right time, the right place. The mood of the nation was right.
Everything just clicked.
Then I get an agent who then gets things put on pillows and wallpaper and fabric. And all of a sudden, we're in business. Lorraine and I, but especially Lorraine, is learning business.
His wife, Lorraine, he says, became indispensable as a business partner.
Every artist, in order to be successful, if it hits like it did for me, the pure luck of it, has to have somebody take care of them, because you can't do both. Your head doesn't work that you can be creative and thinking about the agent and the agency and all that going on.
Lorraine took care of all that. Still does, he says. Kimball thinks his art resonates with both men and women because of its simplicity. He uses a special glaze to make his paintings look old, but there are no cars or carriages in his art, no costumes, nothing that can give you a sense of time. Kimball admits to feeling somewhat typecast as a folk artist, but with 6 million reproductions of his paintings circulating worldwide, he says that's okay.
My art, no, it may not be in New York, and I may not be, Jasper Johns or Norman Rockwell or somebody, but I have as many prints out as Norman had. I shouldn't call him Norman. Norman Rockwell. And I love his work, but my art is art for people and of the people. And so I'm in houses. I'm in bathrooms. I'm in plays. You know, that's the fun of it. That's what makes it real.
The early 1990s were a heady time professionally for Warren Kimball, with his art popping up seemingly everywhere. But they were difficult years personally. Kimball's son Chris was diagnosed with AIDS, and he was in and out of hospitals for 2 years until his death in 1992.
He gave me a great gift because he was 29. We had such wonderful conversation that he gave me the gift of being able to go on. And some people may not understand that, but it's a gift.
Kimball says the outpouring of support he got from neighbors in Brandon at the time was also a gift. To give back, Kimball helped found the Brandon Artists Guild 15 years ago, an organization of 50 artists who sell their work in town. Over the years, he's also served on a number of collegiate and artistic boards. And while Kimball turned 80 this year, he has no intention of slowing down.
I don't like the word retirement because I don't think artists retire. But I don't think I'll ever retire. It just doesn't, it's not in my vocabulary.
I ask him, after so many years of making art, if he has a favorite painting.
You know what my favorite is? The next one. Because after it's painted, after it's done, it's done. And when you sell a painting, you never see it again. So the next one is the creative spirit coming out again. So it's my favorite is always the next one.
There will likely be plenty of next ones, since Kimball says he still paints nearly every day, usually while listening to Broadway show tunes on the radio.
Well, yeah, sometimes I sing along. Nobody's there to hear me, right? And once in a while, I get up and tap dance, too, but not normally, but once in a while.
For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Brandon.
There are three separate exhibitions of Kimball's work this summer in Middlebury, Brandon, and Brattleboro. We have details at vpr.net.